Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocking and rolling right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Zach Gelb Show talking NBA draft as we recap Thursday night. And we'll do so right now as we'll head out to the guest hotline and bring in a former college basketball head coach with stops at Villanova, Manhattan, and UMass. That does a fantastic job. College basketball analyst for CBS. And that's Steve Lapp is kind enough to give us a few minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, thanks for making a few minutes, and how are you?
I'm doing great, Zach. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Can't complain. So I was at the draft on Thursday night. Very cool scene in Brooklyn. Was at the media availability. And let's start it off with the biggest star entering the sport now, going from college to the pros, and that's Zion Williamson. What a genuine kid, and also someone who was in the moment so appreciative of being the number one overall pick, even though the whole world knew that he was going number one. We all know the hype train that is surrounding Zion Williamson, probably the most hyped prospect since the NBA saw LeBron James go from high school to the pros. Do you think Zion's going to be able to live up to the hype? How do you see his game translating to the pros?
You know, I think he is going to be able to live up to it, Zach. I think a lot, you know, one of the things that you have to look at with him is just the imposing physicality that he has, the way he handles the ball, the way he, his athleticism, the way he jumps, how big and strong he is. Now, you couple that with a guy who was a capable three-point, no, he wasn't a good three-point shooter in college, but certainly capable. So if this kid becomes a really good three-point shooter, I don't see why he can't be one of the best players to ever play the game. Now, I know that's a lot to say about a guy, but he certainly has the potential to be one of the greats. And then when you put that in with his personality, the way he smiles, the way he seems to have fun when he's playing, boy, I tell you what, he's got the whole package.
Really, when you take a look at the team that he's joining in the Pelicans, they're led by Jrue Holiday, but David Griffin did a very nice job in the return on the Anthony Davis trade. You also get Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. You get a small forward from Brazil, Marcos Lozada Silva. And then you add in Zion Williamson in the addition with, a Brandon Ingram and Alonzo Ball that you got in the trade as well. I'm wondering what this team is going to look like this year. They're going to be exciting, and you're curious how they're going to adjust to the NBA, all these players, and also build that chemistry at such a young age with so many young players.
Well, you know what? Obviously, there's going to be tremendous potential there, but it's not like the old days, Zach. I mean, when I was a kid, long before you were born, when Lou Alcindor was coming out of college, he was a guy that took a team that was in last place and makes him an NBA champion. We don't have that nowadays. We haven't seen that in a long time for a guy to come along and do that so quickly. So they're going to need some time to build. Zion Williams is going to have an adjustment period because say whatever you want, he'd be a lot different player had he gone to the NBA after being in college 4 years like those guys did then. So it's a lot of potential on that team, a lot of good young players, and they'll probably be really fun to coach.
Let me stay with the Duke guys. You know how hungry New York is for a winner. Do you believe R.J. Barrett could be that next big building block of the future? And also let me hit you up on Cam Reddish as three Duke guys go in the top 10.
You know, R.J. Barrett, it would probably have been the first pick in the draft had these kids come straight out of high school. He was considered a higher prospect than Zion Williams before the year started. And I like him. I mean, I think he's a volume shooter. The question is he going to be able to shoot a good percentage? He's not a great three-point shooter either, with obviously the potential to become better. And I wonder, though, my big thing is how does he fit with Kevin Knox? You know what I mean? When I look at a Kevin Knox, who was the rookie from Kentucky this year that the Knicks had, I look at a guy that I kind of think of more of as an NBA small forward. Now, I don't know if they're thinking of R.J. Barrett as a shooting guard. I think he's more of a small forward, but I think the kid has potential to be a really good player, but he's going to have to be a little bit more selective, I think, with what he does offensively.
And then in terms of Cam Reddish, you know, he's a player that was up and down at Duke. You know, a lot of hype going around with him. And you wonder with some of these guys, because you see the Kentucky guys all the time and, you know, make the comparison with Duke. You have so many good players. Sometimes it's tough to find that rhythm. So how do you project the career of one Cam Reddish?
Well, the thing about Cam Reddish that he has going for him is he is a lights-out three-point shooter. And let's face it, the way the NBA is now,
you need it.
You can't have enough shooting. That's just the way the game is. So this kid's a lights-out three-point shooter. He's got tremendous range, good size. His motor, he's a little up and down in terms of the way he plays in terms of his energy. That's a big thing for him. But he has that one thing that every NBA team wants and every team wants nowadays, and that's the ability to shoot from deep.
Talking to Steve Lapis, CBS college basketball analyst, also former college basketball coach. Let me get to the number two pick in the draft, Ja Morant, out of Murray State. What an incredible rise this has been. We knew he was going to be the number two overall pick, but it's still a little bit surreal, Coach.
No question about it. I mean, here's a guy, let's face it, 2 years ago was getting recruited by Murray State. You know, he didn't get recruited by anybody in a Power 5 league. And now, I mean, I love to see these stories because I was a coach in a mid-major, and, you know, you always like to see that guy that somebody stole, that somebody saw something in, and now becomes an NBA player. And that was Ja Morant. I mean, with these kids' rise in the last 2 years has been nothing short of meteoric. And a tremendous passer, long, athletic, obviously a tremendous point guard. He's a guy, though, that's going to have to be, you know, he did turn the ball over a lot. He's going to have to cut down on that and make his decision-making better. But from a talent standpoint, boy, he's really good.
At your three stops, or, you know, maybe even anywhere on the assistant ranks, did you ever maybe go to get something to eat and stumble into a player like what Murray State's assistant did with Ja Morant? You have any crazy recruiting stories?
You know, I'd have to sit there and think about it, Zach. I'm sure I do along the way. I mean, I remember the first time I saw Ray Allen. I mean, here's a guy that a lot of people didn't know about. And, you know, the first time I saw him take a shot, I said, boy, this guy's an unbelievable shooter. So that was a guy that kind of came out of the clear blue that I saw, but that's just one off the top of my head.
Let me ask you about Darius Garland. To be fair, I don't know much about him because we didn't see him play much this year because of the meniscus. They're going to team him up with Colin Sexton over in Cleveland. Give me a little scouting report and what you know on Darius Garland.
You know, that's an interesting pick, obviously, with Colin Sexton, but they're looking at this kid as more of a pure point guard. And the fact that he has the ability to shoot threes. He's a really, really good three-point shooter, which is a big thing about him. A tremendous athlete. He only played 5 games this year, as we know, at Vanderbilt. But coming out of high school, McDonald's All-American, good size for a point guard, ability to shoot threes, which, again, when you have that ability to shoot, it spreads the defense out. And as a point guard, that's what allows you to be able to get in the lane, get off the dribble, and create for your teammates.
We mentioned Cam Reddish going to the Hawks. Hawks, they do move up in the draft once again, like they did last year, getting Trae Young. This time it's moving up to 4 to get DeAndre Hunter, one of the Virginia players, power forward. What do you think the potential maybe is for DeAndre Hunter in the pros?
You know, I think the good thing about DeAndre, he's got a lot of good things, but he could play both positions. He could play the 3, he could play the 4. This is a kid who's a very good three-point shooter, but he's an elite defender. So, I mean, you put this kid out there, he can guard any position on the floor except maybe the 5-man. And who knows, the way the NBA 5-men are nowadays, he could probably guard them too. So, I mean, the kid is versatile defensively, very smart player, knows how to play within himself, and knows how to play efficiently. You know, we were talking about like a guy like Barrett that doesn't really play efficiently, takes a lot of shots. This guy's the opposite. This is a guy who has learned by playing under Tony Bennett. He's learned how to be efficient, take good shots, and make a high percentage. So, and you have to be impressed with the way he played in the national championship game. He was obviously tremendous.
No
in
question.
That game, but he didn't start that game that well, Zach. So that tells you something about a guy who's able to not play well early and just keep with it, and then come on and be the man of the game. So there's a lot to be said. And with a lot of reasons to like DeAndre Hunter.
Hit the big shot, obviously, the national championship game. Talking to Steve Lapis on CBS Sports Radio. Let me get you some thoughts on the trio at UNC. Kobe White goes 7 to the Bulls. Going into the year, he wasn't thought of as a one-and-done, but ends up being one. And then Cam Johnson and Nasir Little kind of flip-flop. I don't think anyone expected Cam Johnson at 11, and then I don't think anyone expecting Nasir Little to be there at 25. So how about the trio from UNC going in the first round?
Well, you know, Nasir Little and Cam Johnson, we'll get to them. They're intertwined in a couple of ways. But Kobe White, probably one of the fastest rising guys in the draft. And I remember seeing him in like mid-January. And I saw him in December. I was at the CBS Classic this year doing it on radio. So I saw him there. But I saw him in mid-January, and I was like, whoa, this guy here is really, really good. He's great size for a point guard. He can push it. And in the Carolina system, that's what you do. He's a very good three-point shooter. And this is a guy, I think, that has really made the quickest moves up the draft board in the last month. So I'm really high on Kobe White. You know, you get the reason why Cam Johnson got picked so early is the same reason why Nasir Little didn't get picked so early. You know, Nasir Little is at 6'5", 6'6". He's a tremendous athlete, but not really skilled. So how's this guy going to score in the NBA? You know, if he's not out in transition, if you end up in a half-court game, Nasir Little's not doing a lot for you. Cam Johnson's the opposite. He's got good size, and he can really, really shoot it. I mean, he could have been the best shooter in this draft, and that just tells you, Zach, we were talking about this before, the ability to shoot threes nowadays. This kid literally went from the end of the first round to the 11th pick in the draft because he's a tremendous shooter. That tells you what these NBA guys are thinking.
Wrapping up with Steve Lapis, Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. Nice day for John Calipari. No stranger to having guys getting drafted and multiple players getting drafted. P.J. Washington, who was a stud in the NCAA tournament, goes 12, and you get back-to-back Kentucky guys with Tyler Hero going 13 to Miami. How about the two Kentucky players?
Well, I'm a big fan of P.J. Washington because he's big, he's 6'10", and he can play the true power forward position in the NBA because another guy could face the basket, he can shoot it. He was also second on their team in assists. This kid can really pass the ball. So P.J. Washington, here's another guy. You know, Calipari challenged him in the beginning of the year. They weren't playing. Kentucky was not playing well. And then all of a sudden, Kentucky became one of the best teams in the country. And it was because of the effort that P.J. Washington started to give. So if this kid plays hard every day, he could be something special. And Tyler Hero, what's not to like? Big, athletic, can shoot threes. Also can score off the dribble a little bit more than people give him credit for. So, you know, we've seen it all the time. These Kentucky guys not only get drafted high, but they become pretty good NBA players, too.
Last one for Steve Lapis. Coach, I could talk draft with you all day. Give me some other impressions. Who are some other names that stood out to you on Thursday night?
Mufondo Cabangali, I think, is a complete steal. I've been saying that about him for a long time, the kid from Florida State. 6'10", he's Dikembe Mutombo's nephew, 255 pounds. The Clippers got him. I have a lot of respect for the Clippers because I know they're obviously having Doc Rivers as a coach. Paul Hewitt, who was my assistant, is a scout there. I think he's going to be a really good player. He was the high scorer on Florida State, came off the bench, and it hit 6'10", shot blocker, shoots threes. Can put it on the floor. I think this kid's going to be a star in the NBA.
Coach, can't thank you enough. Really do appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us.
Anytime, Zach. Thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.